Blog Talk Radio.
Why can't it be that it was all so simple? It's really not that easy when you're lying to me. It seems impossible to rekindle. We're always arguing. Memories are fading from the day we first started. Love making breathtaking, slow to slow communication. Heart rips a one-way street conversation. Love failed and we both lost hope. We were friends, we were lovers, somehow we lost both. We played the game of blame. Who was worse? The power made who hurt and who hurt who first. No problem resolution, just perpetual confusion. All the wrong answers are the answers that we choose from.
Hello? What do you want? I try. No, you front. I knew you never hurt me when I told you that you hurt me. I love you, but I gotta go.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Earl Presents Tiny Ant versus the Literary Underground. I am your host, Dr. William Seward Bonney, author of such works as Where Is All My Ice Cream Gone? And Someone Shoved Something in the Electrical Socket That Shouldn't Be There. Tonight, we're going to be talking about fucking tigers. Because tigers are an incredible animal. Tigers are one of the largest cats on planet Earth. Really. But seriously. They are the largest cat species. I'm not fucking around. That is a actual literal fact. They have a total body length of 11 feet, weighing up to 670 pounds. Of course, they have their lovable dark vertical stripes, reddish-orange fur. But they also have exceptionally stout teeth. Canines are the longest among living felids with a crown height as much as 2.93 inches. So pretty much, yeah, not something that you want going through your body. Solitary but social animals, quite like humans, as the large cats are. As cats are to a certain degree, when you start to look at the psychology between dogs and cats, I have a theory that if a dog, for instance, is raised with some other dogs, he's going to have more, in a domestic setting, like at a person's house, in a suburb or in a city, then that dog is going to have some more dog quality. You know, it's going to be a canine, as you would expect a canine. Whereas if it is raised simply by humans, it starts to pick up on some subconscious patterns, different stuff like that. You see a lot of dogs these days sitting with their hind... I've seen this. Numerous dogs do this. Dogs sitting on their hind legs on a couch with their front paws or on the ground, you know, just sitting there watching television or something. That's weird as fuck. That is not a normal dog trait. That is such advanced domestication to the point of just, I don't even know, that just kind of blows my mind. Yeah, anyway, that was Prince Samo, to start off the show. He is a part of the World's Fair Collective out of Queens, also part of the Beast Coast Movement. I was going to play some World's Fair songs tonight. Here in the next coming weeks, I think next week actually, going to have Raw Paw Night, another Austin night of fun and impressionable things. Hopefully the band Holiday Mountain will be on here, but no promises. Also, hopefully our good friend Clementine will be here. Hold on one second.
Goblin! No!
Blog Talk Radio at its best. We are broadcasting live from Rotopia tonight, which is in the shoulder blade of Denver, Colorado. It is a house with chickens and cats and dogs. It is the place where I live now. It's badass. Anyway, so I think we'll just keep going with some music real quick. This is Jeff Donna. He is also part of World's Fair.
That day on the subway, what did I say? What were my words to you? Maybe it was your time.
You didn't think.
Who? I don't lose. I win. I'm a lawyer. That's my job. That's what I do.
Arrest my case.
Vanity is definitely a life.
Draw the line between cocky and confident.
How come I can hear a little hate in your compliments?
When did this become about you more than it did me?
Could have left you and did me.
But where would that life get me? In order for me to move forward,
but I had to lose my ego.
Lose my pride, lose my mind, as long as I don't lose the people.
Wait a minute, is that going too far? What's the formula of a two-star? Here's a big moolah and a new car.
Big house, big chain, no broad,
but I want this freedom, race to the finish line, but who's nearer? One sees the mind, one sees the mirror. One sees the books, but who sees clearer? Who's real, who's pretending? Who's falling and who's ascending? Who's caught up in the illusions? Not us, get your cleansing.
Welcome back, you beautiful bastards. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed that. I like music a lot. Cool. Man, I think I'm going to read you guys some poetry. It seems like a logical thing to do since this is the Literary Underground. And since 2 weeks in a row we've had people say they were going to call in, and quite possibly still calling, but not calling at the time asked. But hell, that's what happens when you can't pay anybody. And there's no money here for any of this. But yeah, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. All right. Evil is living in the manifested form. The tired, the worn, long drawn out words that funnel like wormholes through the void. I tripped it, ventured in the ministry known as wordplay and symmetry, got lost in the infinity and passed it on as it bred infamy. Ultimately, my life displayed a cataclysmic dystopia, a utopia to some, a gun to me. Boom, right through the skull of the sun. And as the sun, I was born to shed light. Fight until my knuckles lost all sight and pounded until the pavement was one with the mind. Dumb in the slums, undone by the funds, when in all reality we own the world. Each and every desolate, destituted boy and girl. I'll see you in the mountains, my love, then back on the shore. I implore you to stay, but I understand courses. You course through my veins like the drugs that led me to these mental pathways, reading Hermann Hesse until my brain gave way. And my life was again but a dream, a ream of paper to share with the world. Woo! And this all, of course, can be found on Cheeseburger Nebula, which is my blog. You can Google my name or just the Cheeseburger Nebula, which is ridiculous to me now. After 3 or 4 years of running this blog, it has had enough Google searches to be right on par with the actual celestial body known as the Cheeseburger Nebula. A lot of people don't know that that is actually a celestial body. It's a really cool, it does somewhat resemble a cheeseburger. What quadrant in space it's in, or whatever they would refer to it as. I think that's Star Trek lingo. But it's, I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. I'm not an astrologer. I have never claimed to be. If anyone ever tells you that they heard through the grapevine that I am an astrologer, that's wrong. And that is not true. And those people should probably be arrested for slander and charged $10,000 by the courts. But no, not really, because that's big government. And big government's a bummer. But shout out to the NSA. Yeah. Let's see. I think tonight we're going to do a little VHS. What VHS tape was I watching this week? Because we like to do VHS tape of the week. And VHS tape of the week this week was something that is really very close to my heart, super near and dear to my heart. That's Half-Baked. As frequent listeners of the show know, I am a marijuana activist in the sense that I'm not really a marijuana activist, but I do work in the medical marijuana industry here in Denver, Colorado. So in a sense, that is activism. But it's a beautiful plant that I've had the lovely fortune of being around for the past year, working intimately alongside with it, not growing it, but selling it, which I have a light green thumb. I will say I don't kill things, but I will say I'm a novice. So that's a huge reason that I'm in the industry too, is to learn. As I feel like if you are passionate about what you do in your life, you're always trying to learn about it. I also read an interesting thing the other day. If you read an hour a day about your said passion or hobby, I guess, like, I mean, technically, I would love to get to the day where writing is one and is one with my job, you know, where I could write for a living. But that isn't too feasible just because of modern day. there's not, I mean, honestly, people don't read books, like, and that's a bummer. But I mean, on top of reading books, like, which I haven't actually written a book, you know, I've got a collection of poems out, but poems are, that is the ADHD writer, you know, that's somebody who gets high all day and is like, man, I love words that rhyme together. I'm going to write something real short. Like, here are some surprising book facts for you guys. 33% of all high school graduates never read another book for the rest of their lives. 42% of college grads never read another book after college. 57% of new books are not read at completion. 70% of U.S. adults have not been in a bookstore in the last 5 years. 80% of U.S. families did not buy or read a book last year. The more a child reads, the likelier they are able to understand the emotions of others, a.k.a. empathize. And like I just said, reading 1 hour per day in your chosen field will make you an international expert in 7 years. Now, that's pretty fucking dope. And that's a pretty good case to read. I mean, everybody wants to be on top, right? So, I mean, I guess the smartest way to be on top is to study all the time. Which, you know, is a funny thing about the American educational system is because you never really actually, I don't remember once in school from first grade, which first to third grade, I went to a private school even. I don't remember ever being taught how to learn. I was always taught how to regurgitate things. And being the young artist that I was at that time and the young artist that I still am today, I'm not good at regurgitating things. I'm good at taking things and mushing them all up into being my own, because I feel like every great artist has to steal. Not in the sense that I'm going to go fucking take a Picasso painting and call it my own, but in the sense that I'm going to go take a concept of what Picasso did and a little portion of what he did, and I'm going to, you know, combine that with Arnold Böcklin and then take that, what I learned from Arnold Böcklin, and apply it with what I learned from Salvador Dali, you know, because all of these people learn from each other as well. And as, I mean, if you're a quote junkie like I am, there's tons of quotes out there about exactly what I'm saying. Wow. But Half-Baked is the VHS tape of the week. It's a delightful little comedy with Dave Chappelle, who I feel like is the funniest human being to maybe ever exist. Harlan Williams, who, I mean, he feeds a police horse until it dies. That in and of itself is hilarious. He's like a really underrated stand-up comedian, honestly. I remember he used to do this.
I wanna fuck, drink beer, and smoke some shit. Monday morning on that hooky jam tip. Give me time, Sharona, stepping to Corona. Bodega for some Jimmy's and a dollar Arizona, bitch. Think I ain't Dominican.
I thought that he was Indian.